Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hazerig, if someone throws an item, and this is from one domain to another domain, or four amos and Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to be Haitza, and at the time that he threw it, he didn't realize that it was Shabbos. And then he threw it, v'nizgar, and then he remembered, la'achash yatsam yaday, after the item left his hand, he remembered it was Shabbos, and it lands after he remembers it's Shabbos. So we've spoken about in the past that the malacha of Eitzah has two parts. It's uprooting Akira, uprooting the item from its place that it was originally, and the Hanacha, placing it down in its landing place in the domain that it reaches. So here, the first half of the malacha, he did b'shegig, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. In middle, he remembered that it was Shabbos, and he was bemazed on the second half of the malacha when it landed. So, in this case, he only did half of it b'shegig. The Mishnah continues with three other cases, and then it gives the halacha. If he threw an item, and kalta acher, someone else caught the item, or kalta kelev, a dog caught the item in its mouth, aishin nisrafo, or the item that he threw got burnt up before it landed, he threw a piece of paper and it burned in the fire before it landed on the ground. So in these three cases, the malacha was never completed. He did the first half. And then he did the akira, uprooting it from where it was, but the hanacha was either not done by him or not done at all. So in all these cases listed, pater, he's exempt from bringing a carbon, either because in the first case it was not completely done b'shegig, or because he didn't finish off the malacha, someone else did, or it never got finished off. The Mishnah continues, zarek lasis chavur, if someone threw an item to make a chabura, to make a wound. This has nothing to do with haitzah carrying. This is the issue over here is making a wound on Shabbos. And he threw, let's say, a stone at something to make a wound. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, whether it was at a person or an animal. And at the time, he forgot that it was Shabbos. V'nizgar, and then he remembered it was Shabbos. Ad shalei nasa chabura, before the wound was actually made, he remembered while the item was flying through the air. So in this case, pater, he's exempt because it was not b'shegig from beginning to end of the malacha. He remembered before the malacha was completed. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol chayav echatas, all the isurim that are chayav echatas, are chayav karban echatas for doing a b'shegig, einan chayavim ad shei tchilasen v'seifen shgaga. One is not chayav echatas until he did tchilasen v'seifen, both from the beginning till the end of the malacha has to be done completely b'shegig, in order for it to be chayav echatas. However, if it's tchilasan shkaga v'seifen zadin, if only the first half of the malacha was by accident b'shegig, but the second half was b'mezid, or the opposite, tchilasan zadin v'seifen shkaga, the first part was zadin, was b'mezid intentionally, and the second half was shegig unintentionally, then p'turin, he's exempt from the carbon, because the carbon only comes achute tchilasan v'seifen shkaga, only when from beginning to end it was b'shegig, it was done inadvertently. Parag Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, moves on to two of the other malachas mentioned in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, when it listed all 39 malachas, and it begins with Habayna, someone who's building. Kama Yivna V'yechayv, how much does he have to build in order to be chayv for the malacha of Baina on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, Habayna Kolshu, even the most minor amount of building is going to be liable for the malacha of Baina on Shabbos. V'hamistamis, and someone who chisels, he's banging to smooth out a stone, and it lists several malachas that the halacha is going to be kolshu, in any amount, it's enough to transgress the malacha. So if he's chiseling, v'hamake b'patish uv'matzad, or he bangs with a hammer or an axe to break off a stone from the quarry, and this is the last strike that will break the stone off, so it's completing the work that's being done on mining the stone. Hakeideach, one who makes a little hole which finishes what the construction of something. So in all these cases, kolshu, in even the smallest amount of work that he did, but it completes the work that's necessary for this process, chayev, he's going to be chayev, it's malacha deraisa. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol ha'aitzim malacha, anyone who's doing one of these malachas, u'malachta miskayemes, and the malacha that he's doing, it's work that's going to be last in a permanent present form, that it's not going to need any further improvement. It's the final stage of the work of building or perfecting this item, and it's done b'Shabbos, Chayav, he's going to be Chayav, it's a Malacha Deraisa. And this is the Malacha of Makav HaPatish, the last hammer blow of completing an item. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af HaMakav HaKornis Al-Asadon. Even someone who just bangs the hammer on the anvil, not on the actual metal that he's working, just bangs the hammer itself on the anvil, B'Shas Malacha, at a time when he was working on metal, Chayav, that also is Chayav, Mipnei Shum Kimisakin Malacha, because that's also perfecting and improving his work, because the hammer would sometimes get a dented or an uneven edge on the end of the hammer from the metal work that he was doing, and after his work he would bang it on the anvil to smooth out the surface of the hammer head. So this banging of the hammer on the anvil itself is Makav HaPatish, is completing and perfecting the hammer itself by smoothing out the head of the hammer, and that also is a example of Makav HaPatish completing an item by the last hammer blow that is Chayav on Shabbos.